people of God has, their children is not in the Lord. But I'm proud father of two sons. One is, the elder one is Gary, and the younger one is Sonny, you have seen. And they're all in the Lord, and they're serving the kingdom of King, King of King and Lord of Lord. And one of the elder son is a pastor, is serving the Lord in one of the branch, and Sonny is a worship leader. I'm so much glad what God has done in their life. Hallelujah. When we see our children serving the Lord, it's a proud moment for the parents. Hallelujah. So, I'm feeling that I should hand over this mic to Pastor Gail, and she has already spoken my word. Hallelujah. So, I'm so happy to see Pastor Gail, and she's excited, and she really blessed me today. And thank you so much for sharing. God bless you. How many are happy? Happy to see me? Okay, how many remember my last message I shared? Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, wow. Great, great, great. I'm not going to share any gears right now. You remember those grades. And okay, how many are ready to receive the word? Hallelujah. You know, the excitement we have for the word of God, that makes you hungry and thirsty for God. If you are hungry and thirsty for the word of God, God is not going to satisfy you, but he is going to give you more thirst, more hunger to more learn more about him. Because I 100% believe that how many people, those who say, I know God, I know him, it's not true. Because how big is our God, how wonderful his love is. Paul says, I don't know, but when I see him, I will become like him. But till that time, I'm learning to know more about him. I want to know him as he knows me. Hallelujah. So, it's a journey. We need to learn more and more about him so we can know more about him. We can talk about more about him. Hallelujah. So, I want to start my message with one statement of first Prime Minister of India was Jawaharlal Nehru was the first Prime Minister of India, and he spoke something about Christians, and he said, Christians are sleeping giants, don't wake them up. Christians are sleeping giants, and these people are non-Christians, they are not believers, but they know about the Christians, they know about the potential God has given to them, and they know if they wake up, they are like a giants. We cannot defeat them. Hallelujah. So when I heard this thing, you know, God spoke to my heart that today also, so many people do not know the potential God has given to them. They are hiding. They are fearful. They are in trap. They are not even thinking right. And they are in a bad shape of their life. They have a biggest bad testimonies about their downfalls, about their problems. They have so many stories about what devil has done in their life. But they don't know. They are like a giants. They are warriors. They are sleeping right now. Somebody has given them something. That's why they are sleeping. So God gave me some message, and I want to share with you. And how many know about the Gideon? The story of Gideon's. Hallelujah. And it's wonderful. And I want to share with you from that scripture, Judges 6th chapter and 11th verse. It says like this. Now the angel of the Lord came, sat under the terebinth tree, which was in Ophrah, which belonged to Joash, the Abiezrite, while his son Gideon threshed wheat in the winepress in order to hide it from the Midianites. You know the story that all the Midianites used to come and gather everything, whatever they had, the Israelite had, and they were all fearful. They wanted to hide everything from the Midianite people. And this man, he's under the place where he was hiding himself and just want to take out some wheat and threshing the wheat. And the angel appeared to him, and he said to him, "The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor." It seems like that the angel has gone to the wrong person, because it seemed, do not look like he's a mighty man of valor. He's not look like a warrior. He's like a timid fellow, hiding himself, fearful of the enemy, and his heart is not very much happy. He's hiding himself. He's look like hopeless, and this man is in a very, very bad shape. But the angels comes to him and said, "You are a mighty man of valor." Hallelujah. You know what? The angels was saying something else which Gideon was not understanding, because he was in the situation which he didn't like. Sometimes we are also in that situation that we don't like to be. We sometimes feel like to hide ourselves. We don't want to talk to the people. We don't want to come out of the situation. Sometimes we feel like full of fear. The enemy has created the fear. You know what the devil is doing nowadays? You know that? The ISIS. You know ISIS? He's producing the videos and showing to the world how bad we are. How bad we are. And so many people are, you know, fearful of these type of people. And that is why fear always given first when devil comes. Before devil comes in the life, he sent the fear. And Bible says this man is hiding himself. He was like a timid fellow, and the angels comes to him and say, "You are mighty man of valor. You don't know this. You don't know this. You should know about yourself." You know, the world has discovered everything, whatever is in the planet, whatever is in the moon, what is happening in the moon, what is happening in the Mars, everything they know. They have so much knowledge. But I want to tell you one thing. They didn't discover their own life. They don't know about them. You know, Bible says, don't you know that you are you're light of the world. How many believe that? You're light of the world. You're a salt of the earth. Don't you know that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit? Lord lives inside you. He walks inside you. This is all written in the Bible. But sometimes we have something is going on. You know, what was the reason why the Gideon could not understand what potential God has already given to him? Because something happened. And then angel said to him, and he replied to him, and we come to know what was the situation and what was the problem he was into it. And Bible says, when angel said to him, "You are a mighty man of valor," then Gideon said to him, "Oh my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? And where are all his miracles which our fathers told us about, saying, 'Did not Lord bring us up from Egypt?' But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. Gideon had sleeping pills. He was sleeping giant. He didn't know that. Devil nowadays also is offering the sleeping pills so people can take it and just sleep. They should not understand what is going on. You know what kind of four type of sleeping pills he had and devil gives. One thing is devil offers free pills. One name of the pill says fear of enemy. Fear of enemy. I was one day I was going to the family. Somebody said to me, this family has so many problems, just go and pray. So I went there and met this family. So lady told me everything, what is happening in the house, all the problems, all the diseases they have, all this stuff. I feel like that devil is working in this family. So I said, okay, I'll pray for you. I'll pray for your family. She said, please, 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 don't pray, don't pray. I said, why? She said, I have experienced whenever somebody has prayed over me, over my family, devil is so much aggressive, working in me. After that, I feel so much attacks on my family. After the prayer, please don't pray. But that, I want to tell you, don't pray. I said, no, I will pray. I will pray definitely, because unless and until I will chase these demons out of the family, he will never leave you. But devil sends fear. You know, so many people are fearful of demons. Devil, they are not even, Bible says, fear the Lord. Hallelujah. What Bible says? Fear the Lord. Not fear the enemy. And this time, enemy is spreading all over the world the fear of his presence. And this fellow, under this problem, he was fearful. He was hopeless. And the second thing devil gave him, the second was the complaining nature. He had the complaining nature. Murmuring spirit, grumbling spirit. Sometimes we are not happy, we are complaining, we are murmuring, we are grumbling, and we are not satisfied what we have. And this type of thing, you know, devil uses. And he was grumbling and he was complaining about God. And third thing was, he had the doubting attitude. He said, where is the miracles? My fathers told me that God did miracle in Egypt. Where are the miracles? He had the doubting spirit about God. And fourth thing, he had the wrong concept about God. So many people don't know what God is. Hallelujah. Who he is. What he can do. What he can perform. How he can destroy the kingdom of darkness. He can do so many things. We should know about him. Hallelujah. Sometimes we know many things about our friends, about families, what is going on in their lives. But I want to tell you, we need to know more about God. The real concept about God. Real concept. Hallelujah. How many believe that God is love? Hallelujah. When God is love, if you see somebody who is full of love of God, always remember, God is happy with him. So many people are full of testimonies about God. They are not full of love. They have so many things about telling about God. They tell about everything about God. They know more about God. But at the same time, they are not carrying the real love of agape love God has given to them. And that's why people do not know more about God. They do not have the real concept about God. But this is not my message. But my message is, God has given you something already inside you. God has made you man, mighty man of valor. God has given you the fighting spirit. God has given you the spirit of warrior inside you. God has given you something already deposited in your spirit. But we need to find it out. We don't want to be in this situation. Are we sleeping? Are we just grumbling? Are we just complaining about something? Are we just fearful of the enemy? We need to find out where we are standing. God is searching for people, those who will search inside them first. God is searching those people who can say, yes, Lord, you have made me warrior. Yes. Hallelujah. Gideon did not know that he's already warrior. But angel knew this. God knew this. The Gideon is already warrior, but he's stuck with the situation. Many people are sitting here, they're all warriors. But some people are struggling. Some people are stuck with some situation. They have so many fear. They have so many complaints. They have so many doubts. They have so many wrong concepts about God. I'm telling you, my friends, more of the important thing is that we need to find out something is inside us, is fighting spirit God has given us to destroy the enemy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He was hiding. He was grumbling. He was full of complaints. He was fearful. But at the same time, God said, no, you are a man of valor. You are a mighty man. You don't know about you. And you need to find out. You know, when we say all these negative things in our spirit, when we say something wrong thing about God, you know, look like God is not so much interested, because he says that they are not into right track. And what happened next? The next verse says something. That 14th verse says, then the Lord turned to him. Then the Lord turned to him. That means it seems like that God is just leaving him behind. Oh, you are full of complaint. You're full of grumbling. You're full of fear. You're full of doubting. You're full of wrong concept. Okay, I'm leaving you because you're not understanding. You are man of valor. You are mighty man of valor. Let me go. But something God, you know, he stood and he turned to Gideon. And he said, go in this might of yours. Go in this might of yours. That means you have already, my God, God did not say, I'm going to give you the power. I'm going to give you the strength. I'm going to give you, make you the warrior. I'm going to train you. He's not saying anything. He's saying, you just go, because you are already has a power. You have to go. Go in this might of yours. So many people are waiting to be trained. No training. When you connect with the Lord, you already, God has given you already. Hallelujah. No training required. When you connect with the Lord, one man with God is a majority. Hallelujah. God has already given. And he was talking other thing, but God turned to him and said, you go in this might of yours. And said, the 16th verse said, then the Lord said to him, surely I will be with you, and you shall defeat the Midianites as one man. I will be with you. How many believe that God has said, my son's name will be Emmanuel? The Emmanuel means what? What? God is saying to Gideon, I will be with you. And God has already told us, I am with you. I am with you with Emmanuel. God is with us. Hallelujah. We can also defeat. We can also defeat. We can also chase our enemy. We can also do something. And you know, I want to tell you two things. The Gideon had two testimonies. One, he before he met angel, he had testimony that I'm fearful, I'm doubting, I'm not happy, the demons have done this thing, enemies have done this thing, They stole everything. We are in very bad shape. He has this testimony. You know, some people have these testimonies about what devil has done, what devil has already done in their life, in their marriages, in their family, in their children's life, in their businesses, in their offices, in their personal life, in their everything, you know. They have so many testimonies. Gideon has the testimonies also. But after he met angel, when he come to know that I'm not an ordinary person, I am a different person, I didn't know about myself, I am a mighty man of valor because God has already spoken to me, I am a mighty man, I am a fighter, I am a warrior, I didn't know this about this. Then he had another testimonies. Hallelujah. What testimonies he had? Bible said in 8th chapter and 4th verse, it says, Judges 8 and 4th, 300 men, he was with the 300 men. The Bible says, though they exhausted, they continued to chase the enemy. Though they exhausted, they were weary, they were fainting, they were in a bad shape, they had no food, they had no water, but they were exhausted. But at that same time, because they were warrior, the qualification of the warrior is not what what the devil has done, what the enemy has done, but the testimony of the warrior is, as I am chasing my enemy or not. And it says, they were exhausted, but they continued to chase their enemy. Hallelujah, this was their testimony. This was their testimony. They continued to chase the enemy. You know, it's a very bad situation when we have this testimony that what devil has done. What devil has done in our family, in our personal life, in our future, what devil is doing. You know, this is one testimony, but the warrior testimony is different. And the testimony of the warriors are different because they will chase their enemy unless and until they will recover it back. Because they are warriors. They are not ordinary people. They are warriors. And they know how to chase the enemy. Hallelujah. You're getting message? Am I doing good? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay. Another scripture I want to share with you. From 1 Samuel 30th chapter. 1 Samuel 30th chapter. In this way, we will find about the David. How many know about the King David? Everybody knows, right? And someday, one thing happened. When he came to Siklag, his house, his family lives over there, and he comes back, and Bible says in 1 Samuel 30th chapter and 3 and 4th verse, it says, so David and his men came to the city, and there it was burned with fire, and their wives, their sons, and their daughters had been taken captive. And fourth verse, then David and the people who were with him lifted up their voices and wept until they had no more power to weep. They saw the enemy, what enemy has done. They burned their houses. They took all their families, wives and children, and they went away. And these people comes back and they see all houses burned, everybody is out, nobody is there. I don't know what's happened. They were just crying, they were crying, they were crying, they were crying. And after that, Bible says, they had no power to weep. They were crying. Sometime also, we face the situation and we mourn, we weep, we cry. But at the same time, David knew that I'm facing this situation, but I'm a warrior. He knew this thing, that I am a warrior. You know what other things happened? The whole other, his people, they try and they were talking. And Bible says, now David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him. all the people around him, everybody was planning to stone David because they were feeling we were with him. That's why all the enemy came and they all took their families and they were thinking to stone David. You know, David didn't go to everybody, "Oh, please forgive me, I was with you, see this, my wife also is stolen, my children are stolen, please forgive me, please don't stone me, don't." He's not saying this. You know, he was a warrior. He knew what to do. He knew one thing. He was not, pleading the people, but he said, he did something, and that is marvelous. And Bible says, but David. Because David was a warrior, and he says, Bible says, but David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. Hallelujah. He was weeping. The time was weeping is over. The time of mourning is over. The time of telling about what devil has done is over. But this is the time I should strengthen myself because I'm a warrior. I cannot stay here. This is not my place. I should not be in this situation. I am not belong to this situation. I have to come out. I have to go somewhere else where devil has done, where enemy has done, where enemy has stolen. I have to chase them. That is my destiny. I am a warrior. That's why I need to strengthen myself. You know, when Saul, the king, disobeyed God, and God was unhappy. Even the Samuel, the prophet, was unhappy. When he disobeyed God, he was in mourning. He was just weeping. He was just keeping him low. Oh, why Saul has done disobey God? He was the king of ordained king of God. He's supposed to obey God, but he was mourning. He was weeping. One day God appeared to him and he said, "Why are you crying? Why are you weeping over Saul? Why are you doing this thing? You're not supposed to do this thing. You are a warrior. You are a different fellow. You have anointing. Fill your horn with oil and go and make the David king over Israel. I have a different plan, but you should not weep at this situation. You should not cry over this situation." But Bible says we need to find out something because there's a time where weeping, there's a time of mourning, but after that you have to think like a warrior. You have to think like a warrior. You cannot cry over the spilled milk. So many people are doing this today. "Oh, this man has done this thing. Because of him, or because of her, this situation is all about me, wrong with me. Everything is messed up. Everything is bad because of this." You know, many stories are there. And many Christians are doing this thing. But I want to tell you one thing. Whatever this devil has done, whatever the enemy has done, that is one story. That is one thing. But the second testimony should be what you are going to do. That is more important. What you are going to do after that. You know, so many people have this first type of story. "I'm weeping. My wife is stolen. My children is gone. Everybody's." People are crying. Okay, you cry for some time. But after that, what? You're still crying? 10 years you're crying? 20 years you're crying? What is next? What are you doing? Nothing. I'm nothing. I'm just in this situation. You have chosen this situation. God has never given you this situation. God has given you the power. God has given you the authority. God has given you the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God has given you something inside you, and you have to take it out. You have to come out of this situation. You have to choose where you want to go. The enemy has done something, that is one story. But after that, what you have done, that should be the second story. Bible full of stories. What devil has done, what the enemy has done, and then what the people of God has done. The two stories together. Hallelujah. Then David strengthened himself in the Lord. And he asked, "What should I do now?" Seventh verse says, "Then David said to Abiathar, the priest, Abimelech's sons, please bring the ephod here to me. And Abiathar brought the ephod to David. So David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue this troop? Shall I overtake them? God immediately answered. Looked like answer was ready. Pursue, for you shall surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. Hallelujah. But this was only the statement of God. But David had to do. So many people ask this, oh, God has already said to me, he will take care of everything. And I'm just sitting. He will come and I will do everything. No. God will raise the Lazarus, but you have to remove the mountain. You have to remove the stone. Stone you have to remove. Don't wait for any angel to remove the stone. No, you have to do something, and God will do something. But as the pastor said, God's blessings are all conditional. You have to do something, then God will do something. Hallelujah. So David got the idea. God said, pursue. And Bible says in 19 verse, and nothing of theirs was lacking, either small or great, sons or daughters, spoil or anything which they had taken from them, David recovered all. I like this verse, David recovered all. What's your name? I don't know your name, but you put your name in the name of the David. And say, if I say, I will say, Ajay recovered all. It happened in my life. In 2008, I had a great attack on my family, upon my ministry. And it seems like devil has snatched everything out of my hands. My wife also disturbed. We were in a very tense situation. Our church members of the leaders all stood against me. Something devil has done in their life. And one day, where I was doing the worship every Sunday, the place where we were there, the place where belonged to another person. So one day that person closed the doors of the church and said, we don't want you to worship here. Go somewhere else. And he's stolen everything of the church, all the chairs, all the sound system, all the music system, and everything inside the church. And I said, okay. All the member of the church which were with me said to me, let's go to the police and we should go and complain these people. They have stolen everything. But Lord told me, don't go to the police. Don't tell the non-Christian people that Christians are fighting together. Christians are fighting. Don't show them that you're fighting. Just keep them. Let them take it and just go away. I had no people. I have only 40, 50 people who left with me. They were only. And then God spoke to me, what you are going to do? You want to leave the church or you want to chase the enemy? I said, I'm a warrior. I will chase the enemy. I will never let this devil take my ministry out of my hands. And God gave me the idea to pursue this demon. You know what happened? I'm talking about the 9 years back, what happened. In these 9 years, God helped me a lot, and I chase this enemy. My family is recovered. My family is already, everything is fine. And my church people are coming back again. Now we have 400 plus membership in the morning. And we have 56 churches around city. God is doing great thing. And I'm so glad that I have achieved and I've chased this enemy because God has made me warrior. I'm not a timid fellow. I'm not a person who will just cry over the spilled milk. I will not just sitting down and say what devil has done. I'm here to make like a warrior, like a fighter. I have to go and I have to see what devil has stolen. I have to take it back because God has given me authority in his name. We are growing, still growing. And the people, those who were against me, one by one, all came and said sorry to me, and they reconciled with me, and everybody came back, because God is in the control. God will take care of everything. You have to become like a warrior. You don't feel like a people, those who are just sitting and complaining and just murmuring and grumbling and just saying wrong thing about the churches and the people and the man of God. But I want to tell you, you become people of God who are full of warrior spirit. Those who will see the what God is going to do with them. You know, David had the army. And armies about the Davids, it's very different, they have a different outlook. When I read that, I felt very good. I want to share with you. It's 1 Chronicles 12 and 8 verse. 1 Chronicles 12 and 8. And it says like this. Some Gadites joined David and strongholds in the wilderness, mighty men of valor, men trained for battle, who could handle shield and spear, whose faces were like the faces of lions. I like this verse. Their faces look like faces of lions. Hallelujah. We should have this kind of fellowship with us, those who are look like a lions. Their mentalities look like a lions. Because some people are so much coward. Some people are so much full of unbelief. And we hang around with these kind of people and we lose our own faith and strength because we are not with the kind of good kind of people. And David knew this thing, that if I am going to take my army to the demons or to the enemy, when they will see their faces, they will be fearful because they look like lions. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We should hang around with the right people. Sometimes we are good, but our fellowship is very bad. We are okay. We are not participating of any bad thing, but we are just listening the bad thing. We don't speak bad thing about people, but we listen the bad thing. Sometimes we don't have a good fellowship, and this good bad fellowship takes us to the wrong direction. David knew this thing. My enemy should learn. My enemy should learn that which kind of people I have. They should know that I have army full of mighty men of valor, and at the same time, their faces are like a lion's. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So how many times? It's good. Okay. I have 3 hours message. I'm full of, but I just want to give you one more thing. I just want to give you little example of the Bible talks about the fighters. The lady, Shunammite lady, in 2 Kings 4:23, her son died in her lap. She took that son and put on the bed of Elisha. And she went straight to the Elisha house. And her husband asked, why are you going to the Elisha's house? She said one thing. In 23 verse, 4 chapter, says, it's all right. Say, it's all right. Husband said, okay, she wanna go for a prayer. Okay, whatever. Let her go. When she came to the near house of the Elisha, Elisha said to his servant Gehazi, go and ask her, is her husband is all right? Is she is all right? Is she, her son is all right? So you know what she said? Her son was dead in the house. She's not supposed to be here. She's supposed to be at the home. She should cry over her son. She should cry what devil has already done. Whatever has happened, you know, she should cry and weep and call everybody. Oh, I'm weeping. Please see, my son has died. And she's supposed to be at home, but she's at the house of man of God. And you know what happened? When she was asked by this Gehazi, is everything all right? She said, everything is all right. The fighters will never complain whatever devil has done. They know how to say what is God has done. God is going to done, going to do, because they knew they are fighters, they are warriors. They cannot depend on what devil has done. They knew. And she knew this thing. She said, I will recover my son back. And this is the way. If I say wrong thing, if I say everything devil has done, oh, devil has done this. No, she was very smart. She knew this thing. I'm a fighter. I cannot say what demon has done, what enemy has done. I want to say what God has done. She was a fighter. You know, Paul, you're learning about Acts of the Apostles and talking about Paul, what Paul has done. Paul was a fighter, great fighter. In 2 Timothy 4:7, he says, I have fought a good fight, and I have finished my race, and I have kept my faith. Hallelujah. I have fought a good fight. He was a fighter. People amazed to see how he was a fighter, how he could fight. You know, what was the secret of his fight? What was the secret of his winning? How many wants to know the secret? How he won all the battle? Only one person is born to see. Come on. Okay. And it's written, Philippians 3:13 and 14 is a secret. Brethren, I do not count myself have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things behind, which are behind, and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, press toward the goal for the prize of the call of God in Christ Jesus. And he said, one thing I do, I forget which are behind. You know? The warriors cannot go forward unless he do not think about forward. If you think about what people have done or people have said behind, you know, these people always pulls you back. He will never give you strength to go forward. But you need to find out. You have to remember. That's why Paul said, I do one thing. I forget everything which are behind. I know one thing. That is why I have fought a good fight. I know how to fight with the situation. You know, sometimes we feel like it's a bad thing, or other people have said something. The statement have pulls us back, and they pulls us. Oh, they have said this thing. You know, I am the person in India. In a week time, so many people tells me by call, oh, you know, the pastor was saying bad thing to you, about you, and you know that family was saying bad thing about you. I said, no problem. Let them speak. But I'm a fighter. I have to go forward. I cannot mingle myself there. I cannot sit back and just think what they have said. I have no time for all this stuff. I have to go forward, because one thing I have come, you know, I have desire for my life, that I don't want to go back. Devil always try to pull you back with the statement. But Paul knew this thing. How can I win my battle? Only one thing I do. I will forget everything behind. Whatever is gone is gone. But whatever is ahead, I have to focus that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You feeling the spirit of warrior inside? Feeling? Hallelujah. Only the last words I just want to say and just conclude this message. James 4:7 says, therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Say, resist. Resist means stopping. Resist. Resist the devil. Who can resist? If you're running like this, How you can resist? You know, sometimes people have a two story. Devil is after me. Devil is doing this thing. Devil is doing that thing. He's destroying my family. He's destroying my children. He's destroying. These people have this type of testimony. I want to tell you one thing. The devil should have this kind of testimony that Christians are running after me. And he is running and say, oh, Christians are running after me. I should be, where should I go? Because Christians are running after me. You know, that's why. Who will resist? The people of God will resist. If you resist him, then he will flee. Who will follow him then? When devil is running, who will follow? We will chase him. If he is running. But if he is overpowering us, we cannot have chase. We cannot run after him. But we have to need to become a warrior. To resist devil. If you resist him, then he will flee. God is waiting people for the people who will resist the devil. No more devil. Enough is enough. Whatever you have done, already done, it's okay. But from this moment, I am going to chase you. I'm going to resist you. I'm going to stop you. You have no power. You have no power to stop my family, disturb my family, my children. You have no power to take them to the drugs, take them to the other things, to the clubs. My family is my family. You have no authority upon my family, my ministry, my jobs, my business. You cannot touch that because I am warrior. I am not a timid fellow who will send and just speak the wrong thing, whatever the enemy has done. But I will come out at this situation because I'm a warrior. You are a might. Your might already God has given you. You have to think about like God who has made you in his image. God is never defeated by any other things. God cannot be defeated. And you are a child of God. How devil can defeat us? We have to stand. And we have to become like a warrior. We have to become like a fighter who can fight our battles. You know, in war, many battles. In one war, there are many battles. You have to win every battle with the help of the Lord. Hallelujah. Then you can say, I have won the war. In the name of Jesus, praise. Hallelujah. Let's pray. How many feeling there are feeling warriors? Just stand up wherever you are. I'm going to pray for you. I'm standing like a warrior. I cannot see demons, what demons have done. I want to see what God has done through me. I want to have these kind of testimonies. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. I'm going to pray. I will ask Pastor Rob to come forward. And because I need also pray. So Pastor will pray for everybody.
Come on, lift up your hands right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we release. We release the Spirit of God that's on the inside of you. The Spirit of God to fight. The Spirit of God to wage war. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we call forth the warrior. In the name of Jesus, we command the warrior within to rise up. We command the fire of God to be imparted on the inside of every soul in this place. That you are not the way you feel. You are not the way your circumstances are speaking to you. You are not what people say about you. God has called you to rise up and fight. He's called you to pursue. He's called you to overtake. He's called you to recover everything that the enemy has stolen. Get out of your past. Cut the tie and press forward. Run after the enemy. Run after your enemy. Run after your enemy. Recover what the enemy has stolen. Recover what the enemy has stolen. Rise up, a warrior. You don't want to go to your grave with regret. You don't want to go to your grave when the enemy has stolen from you. Rise up and fight back. Rise up and fight back. Rise up. The Lord is saying, saying, rise up and fight back. Recover. Go and charge. Recover. 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 Resist. Resist the enemy. Resist the enemy. Resist the enemy. The enemy comes after you with fear. When the word says resist him, he'll flee. It means when you resist the enemy, he flees in fear. He flees in fear. He flees from you with fear. In the name of Jesus, you can do it. Rise up. Rise up. Rise up. Resist your enemy. Resist your enemy. Resist your enemy. Pursue and overtake and recover all. We command the warrior to rise up. We command the warrior to wake up in this house. We command the warrior to wake up in worship. We command the warrior to wake up on the worship team. We command the warrior to wake up in every ministry of this church. We command the warrior to wake up in the leaders of this house. We command the warrior to wake up, not just awaken, but do something. Put feet to your faith. And pursue and overtake everything that the enemy has stolen. It will be recovered, but you've got to go after it. You've got to go after it. We command the warriors. We command the warriors. Wake up. Wake up. We bind the spirit of slumber. We bind the spirit of sleep. We bind the spirit of apathy. We bind the spirit of lethargy. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak into the soul of this body. I speak into the soul of this church. And I bind the powers of lethargy. I bind that stupor spirit. I bind that spirit of slumber in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we replace it with a warrior spirit. With a warrior spirit in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, how many warriors do we have?